This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Welcome, and thank you for joining me today here on the Christian American. Hello, and thank you for joining me today. Oftentimes I wonder about how the American media tells us there are certain things that we ought to be doing if we are true Americans. And of course they never come out and say this, but by what we see on television so often, what is filled in our magazines, what's on our magazine covers, and on it goes, we see the media in our country is definitely wanting us to be active and certain activities, and we know which ones it doesn't, because it's either absent from being discussed or it's completely and totally mocked. According to the American media, the American, typical American, should be that person who enjoys drinking beverage, alcohol. But notice this in Proverbs 23, verses 31 through 33. Here the Bible says, "Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in a cup, and when it swirls around smoothly." You think about that. Think about those commercials we see on television and those things we see in magazines and hear them talk about on the radio. They look at alcohol in such an admiring way. Yet here the Bible clearly teaches us not to do such. In fact, he says, do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in a cup, when it swirls around smoothly. And then it tells us why in verse 32. At the last, it bites like a serpent and it stings like a viper, telling us that the effects of alcohol are those that we do not want to bring upon ourselves. You know, if it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper, we should not want any part of that. Also notice Proverbs 23, and this time looking at verse 33. He says, "Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things." People will see things and behave in certain ways. I think about it, those who are out fornicating, they see certain individuals and they become enamored with them. I think about the things they may see as they're driving home, if they're driving home intoxicated. And of course, the things that they may say, which they normally would never say. And you know, that's what we see here in verse 33, when it says, "Your heart will utter perverse things." Despite what the media may say, despite how many may believe that drinking alcohol is just something that Americans should do, the Bible clearly tells us that that is not anything that a Christian should be doing. And so when we look at media, let us be mindful that even though they push upon us various different things, we want to make sure that we are following God always and we're not giving in to the pressures of those around us. And that would include the media. So when we think about those things which the media tries to push upon us, let's remember the words of the Bible. Thank you for listening today to the Christian American.